This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Vaccines can save lives by preventing serious illnesses. But what you may not know, vaccines that are designed to help you could also cause some injury.
Serious injury, and they can be long-lasting and even require surgery. In our Fox 13 investigation, one woman shares her warning about what happened after she got a flu shot and what you should know before getting any vaccination.
All right. Hold on. No.
What?
That cannot be. That was.
Did he say Fox? Fox 13?
Yeah. Total fake news. That has to be fake news. There's no way a Fox affiliate is going to report on vaccine injury with that level of seriousness and tell you what you need to know. That's not happening. What is that, Super Don?
That had to have been like a natural news video or something, right? But no,
right, that's, hold on. Let me see. I'm going to look. Hold on. I'm going to click the link you sent me. And, it is a Fox News affiliate in Memphis, Tennessee, admitting that flu shots cause injuries.
Wow.
Yeah. A little bit of different angle on the flu shot injury here, but nonetheless, the things that are revealed in this Fox News Memphis affiliate report are shocking. Not to you and me, but the fact that it was heard on a mainstream television news station during the actual news. This woman went and got a flu shot. She's been suffering for a year with pain since then. Why? How did it happen? They actually gave it the time in detail to discuss it.
You can't tell by looking at artist Leslie Moon that she has been in pain for almost a year now.
So thankful it's my left arm because I am right-handed and all of my primary art is done with my right hand. So it hasn't stopped me, thankfully, from doing that.
That's because what was supposed to be a routine flu shot this past January was anything but.
Now, one of the things that you heard in that segment, you can't tell by looking at her. Now, in many cases, we talk about autoimmune conditions visually. They're all happening on the inside. You know, if you meet somebody with autoimmune diseases, you might see suffering on their face, but you might not see anything physically wrong, especially in early phases. Now, some of the autoimmune conditions that you see are devastating and creating paralysis and even death or autism, that which is defined, you know, that we would as some form of brain encephalopathy. But in this case, it was interesting. What happened to this woman was a bad shot. Now, we would argue that all shots in this regard when it comes to vaccines are bad, and there is no such thing as a safe vaccine unless it's not used. But then again, how do you discard of it that it doesn't harm even the environment? What do we mean by a bad shot? And this is another aspect to vaccine injury that we haven't discussed a lot over the years.
I just pulled down my shirt, just a little bit off the shoulder. I also know that, you know, I remember that he was standing, so it was very rushed.
Then she was left with unbearable pain in her left arm that wouldn't go away.
So right here is where the injection was given, and so right here I still can feel that hurts in there.
So what happened? Was it what's in the shot, or was it how the shot was given and where it was given? Or is it a combination of all three, as we would acknowledge here? Now, apparently, there are a lot of folks, and again, we have not covered this subject a lot over the years, specific to something called SIRVA, apparently. It's a syndrome that is so widely known that they actually give it an acronym. And they're not claiming it's because of what was in the shot necessarily, but how it was given. And you would think doctors and nurses would know how to do this, but the very act of rolling up your sleeve or dropping your shirt just a little bit to get that shot could result in lifelong complications of local pain and inability to use an appendage in this case. Give a listen.
Moon tried massage. She went to a chiropractic clinic, but nothing worked. Then a new primary care doctor explained it could be a vaccine injury. Shoulder injury related to vaccine administration, known as SIRVA, is when a vaccine is injected improperly into the shoulder joint or bursa. An X-ray and an MRI confirmed Moon had shoulder bursitis.
And this is the concern I have, too, that if the doctors and nurses are doing this wrong enough, that there's an entire syndrome called SIRVA associated with it, how well do you think it's going to go once the doctors and nurses realize what they're injecting and they stop? And as I said, where do they go? They go to the pharmacist, and the pharmacists realize, oh, my gosh, we're killing people. They aren't going to stop. Where are they going to go? To the photoprocessors that don't even exist anymore? Or the school vice principal, you know, subjecting kids, the scary one, to discipline via injection? Now, it's bad enough that the injections are done wrong and it created this inflammation of the joint, this bursitis. This woman is an example of what I feel is, Super Don, it's hard to, I want to say the worst of America. And I don't mean to pile on and pick on this woman, because she's suffering, and she has suffered even prior to this, as we're going to learn about. But how slow of a learner do you have to be that this should never have happened to this woman? And you're wondering how I know that? You just give a listen to this clip.
I just want to feel better.
Cortisone injections have helped, but the pain is still there.
I will eventually get surgery, but I have a almost 18-year-old profoundly autistic son, so I don't have the luxury of getting this surgery at any time and being down for a few weeks.
She has an 18-year-old profoundly autistic son, and yet she's subjecting herself to an annual flu shot, and in this case went bad locally. And now it would require surgery. But is it not a clue enough that following vaccines, your son goes into the autism spectrum deeply? That you still believe the doctors or the nurses that would say it had nothing to do with the vaccines? Here, just roll down or roll up your sleeve. Let's give you a flu shot. Super, this is, again, another aspect, and I've been very hard on my own country today, opening up with the fact that our government has adopted a church in violation of the First Amendment that says, you know, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. We have the people of America who are dutifully violating their own fundamental sovereignty, their connection with their Creator, and subjecting them, their children and themselves, to a pharmaceutical church through intimidation. And even after the devastation to her son, that she would continue to get a vaccine shot each year with the flu. Now, do you believe that a Fox News affiliate, this one in Memphis, would actually acknowledge the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program? Give a listen.
Moon's lawyer says it's important people know that help is out there. The federal government established a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. It pays out money to people who have been injured by a vaccine.
The pain and suffering that I have over and over heard about the result of this, it's really sad.
How much ibuprofen has she been taking? How much acetaminophen? How many other painkillers has she been on? Anti-inflammatories, they said steroid injections, all of which are immunosuppressive, liver toxic, kidney toxic, exacerbating whatever pre-existing conditions she may have had, all in the hopes that she would not get a flu that might not even happen, and in fact, in most cases, doesn't. We are a nation of sheeple. at this point, as evidenced by this woman. Again, I feel bad for her. That's not my point. I'm not trying to pick her out. But this is a very important lesson for all of y'all that might be on the fence. And I know many longtime listeners are not on the fence anymore. But you need to pay attention to this. And it isn't that this is a one-off, right? With the NVCIP, you know, ICP, you know, a lot of billions of dollars have been paid out. But for this specific Serva issue, apparently, they're not getting better at these shots. They're getting worse.
The number of Serva cases reported for compensation is on the rise, according to the CDC. From 2011 to 2014, the federal government paid 59 cases, totaling almost $1 million. In 2015, there were 98 cases, with a payment of almost $12.5 million. And in 2016, more than 200 cases totaled more than $29 million. Just last year, 163 cases added up to almost $20 million.
And this is just a small subset of all of the injuries. You know, you're talking in the hundreds of millions into the billions at this point. Paid for by you, the American taxpayer, with a tax on every antigen in the shot. So Big Pharma doesn't pay at all. Medical bills. You want your medical bills covered? Do you think that this woman would come out and finally go, you know what, I'm not really in favor of these vaccines anymore? No, too cowardly. Won't say it.
I was glad because I knew that finally there would be some recognition that this is a problem.
Moon says she just wants her medical bills covered. She wants to make clear she is not anti-vaccine, but she wants the public to be aware that vaccine injuries can happen, something she never thought about until it happened to her.
Why are people so afraid to come out against vaccines?
Well, let's just clarify. I just want to make sure that people understand. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm anti-vaccine injury.
She's more afraid of being labeled anti-vaccine.
Right.
Of course,
right.
We know that the anti-vaxxer label is not working. So now that the LA Times has succumbed to calling us or lowered themselves to call us cockroaches. Finally, listen to the propaganda about the NVICP to wrap this up.
Now, officials created that National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program back in the 80s after lawsuits against vaccine companies threatened to cause vaccine shortages. It also threatened to cause a resurgence of preventable diseases.
How does a lack of a vaccine cause a disease? That's so absurd, but they get away with that. Oh, a vaccine shortage would have... You're damn straight, a shortage? No, they would have been gone from the marketplace because in a real free market, these would not exist as they were finding out back in the 80s. Why? Because people were being harmed and killed. The suits against Big Pharma were so big and bad, they said, we can't make any money doing these things. We're leaving. And unfortunately, they convinced the Reagan administration to sign on to this unconstitutional kangaroo court that absolves liability of, you know, those Big Pharma companies. They don't pay a penny.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
How about that? This is how we open up our broadcast week. We didn't have much time for frivolity and silliness today, Super Don. I mean, it's all been too serious. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Pretty much. We don't have any fart jokes or anything. Oh, well, actually,
right.
You know what? I got to admit, in the opening monologue, when you drew the analogy of Congress, like, farting on the Constitution or something like that. I can't remember. The gas of the Congress turned into a fart on the Constitution or something. I was impressed with that.
Oh, man. Did I do that?
You did do that. You don't remember that?
No, I have a vague recollection of it.
Yes,
now that I bring it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So actually, I got to give you some credit because you did start the show off with farts. But,
all right, so there was at least one fart joke, so I feel better about the show going forward.
Sir.
All right. All right, now I should play the body part removal service that I played with Dr. Avi last hour about the kidneys. My wife asked, did that surgeon, you know, pull up with a new, you know, Audi R8 or something after the surgery? Did they sell the kidneys on the black market? I don't know. I don't know the
what doctor. Listen, like especially the situation a couple of weeks ago in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
What doctor is going to mistake someone's kidney for a cancer tumor?
Wow. Yeah.
What?
No, that's what are they on? What are they on? I don't know. But you can't make this stuff up. And this is why I say, stay away from doctors. Doctors are more dangerous than germs. I think that was a Bigelow that wrote that book years ago. I think we had on. And, you know, it's not to point out that every doctor as an individual is horrific and horrible, but to recognize that the profession that they're in, if you can call it a profession, is highly dangerous and made more dangerous by the fact that they don't get to learn about real medicine, real healing, real nutrition, etc. And so we're dealing in deficiencies. deficiencies of their knowledge base to begin with. Now, granted, as I've said, if there are places for allopathic medicine, it may be, in fact, in emergency trauma interventions. We talked about, injuries, but what about appendicitis? Didn't we cover a story last week about appendicitis and they said, hey, appendicitis, appendix removal?
A couple weeks ago, and I believe we did it with Batar, and basically they'd done a study, and they said, oh, you know what? Actually, when people get appendicitis, we really don't need to remove the appendix. We can actually treat the infection, and they were recommending antibiotics.
Right.
But we covered it because we thought, you know what? I mean, at least they're acknowledging the fact that, you know, there's infection here that can be treated and dealt with rather than removing the body part. So we gave them a little bit of props, right?
Right, right, right.
Well, as quite often happens, science decided to try and correct the situation here. Stanford came out and said, no, you guys, no, silly. When someone gets appendicitis, we must remove the appendix. Now, the punchline to this thing is the reason why.
Yeah.
It's not because, if you know, if you don't remove it, they're going to die. Or, the antibiotics are dangerous and we should just remove the appendix so we don't have to give them antibiotics. No, that's not the reason. The reason Stanford says that we should remove the appendix rather than treat it is because it's less expensive.
Yeah, the 6% solution here. They say it's 6% higher cost associated with those that are on recurrent antibiotics than those who actually had their appendix removed. Okay, they want to save money. Or is this the surgical association saying, hey, not so fast, don't take away our profit center of doing these appendicitis surgeries, appendectomies. How about other options? Years ago, I met a colonel from the Indian Army. And nice man, emigrated from India to America, had a health food store out in, where was it? In HealthWorks and Orange Juice Bistro. I think it was in San Luis Obispo. That's my memory of it. Anyway, nice man, knew homeopathy, got along well, great. I don't even know if he's still alive today. He was an elderly gentleman and his wife, but nice. And he talked about in the homeopathic hospitals, yes, hospitals that were homeopathic, they still exist today in India. That they were able to treat appendicitis with homeopathic phosphorus, 200C, the remedy. And they would never have to come back. Now, granted that the diet may be different in India than it is in America, because I would also say if you are successful in addressing appendicitis with a homeopathic remedy or remedies, we also have to come back and find out, what have you been eating? How many times have you already been on antibiotics that created an aberrant terrain, right? Opportunistic infections that will arise due to the antibiotics that preceded the appendicitis. We got to correct all of that too. But yes, we can do this homeopathically. We can do it with silver. We can do it with immune modulators. There's so much more than modern medicine. That religion has dominated for far too long.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Justice Department issued a defense of President Trump's appointment of Matt Whitaker as acting attorney general, but it does not address questions about him recusing himself from overseeing Robert Mueller given his past criticisms of the Russia investigation. On ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Roy Blunt said we need a permanent acting attorney general.
In terms of an acting capacity, he seems to me to be a person that has the ability to do that acting job. And
but not a permanent position, is that
well,
what you're
I would
saying?
I would think not, but that's the president needs to determine who's going to be permanently at the Justice Department as soon as he can.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Senator Jeff Flake says it's clear who's responsible for the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
You have to deal with the truth here, and it looks more and more like the truth is that the crown prince was involved, that he likely ordered it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
Taking me right down to some Whole Tones. Michael Terrell, good buddy. Whole Tones Christmas. Y'all are getting ready. It's that time of year. If you're going to buy some gifts, give the gift of healing music in the right frequency, and he gets it, Whole Tones. In fact, there's Whole Tones to sleep as well, and you have access to this by going to wholetones.com. There's a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Guess what? You got a code, special code, secret code. Don't tell anybody. RSB20 gets you 20% off the entire catalog at Whole Tones, including the book if you want. And they have DVDs as well, 20% off for the holidays, thanks to Michael Terrell offering that to the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. And again, that is wholetones.com. RSB20 gets you 20% off. Also, special thanks to our friends at CB Sciences, still running with the RSB15. 15% off all of your online purchases at pluscbdoil.com. PLUSCBDOIL.com. And for those of you still counting or concerned, just took another dose of First Aid for Mind and Body, Safe Care RX from Dr. King's. And this 3 weeks ago today was when I broke bones in my hand. And again, recovering. There's still sensitivity. Again, 3 weeks. But functionally, I'm able to use it again. I'm starting to be able to type a little bit. But my wife's still saying, please keep it stable. Don't rush. Don't get cocky. Because when you do, that's when you end up re-injuring it. So I got to remember that as well. Now, Super Don, any other announcements we need to make that I'm forgetting about as we upcoming event?
I don't think so. I think that pretty much covers it. I think it's time maybe we need to listen to our listeners. How does that sound?
Well, I like it when they not only come in with questions, but sometimes they actually tell us what we should be doing.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, this is a comment of the day coming from Bill. Bill says, I wish you would do a Truth About Depression show with real solutions that work instead of making people feel bad about the antidepressants that they take to deal with life.
Ouch.
I just got a little depressed.
Ooh.
Just from that. I'm like, did we have we fallen down on the job, Superdrawn? Because, you know, one of the things pride goeth before the fall, or falleth before the go, however it's said.
Yeah.
The idea of we talk about issues and problems, but do we not consciously make an effort to always come in with something like, here, we talk about the appendicitis. And I say, all right. They're doing their thing, but here's another option. So I kind of like to think that we're pretty good about promoting these options, not just raging against the antidepressant machine.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that I learned, and it's been kind of my code ever since I got involved in radio, is that the big problem with talk radio is that most of the people that are out there that have radio shows like to just jump up and down and scream about how everything is wrong in the world. They like to point out all the problems, tell you that you need to be worried and afraid, but they don't offer solutions, right? And so, yeah, I mean, ever since I started working with you, and we've been doing the show for as many years as we've been doing it, we always try and focus on pointing out what the problem is, but then offering a solution. So that you're not just left there going, oh, well, this is the end of the world. I'm just going to go jump off a cliff, right?
Right.
We feel like we do.
Right. I thought maybe we've fallen down on the topic of depression. Like, we just gripe, bitch, moan, and complain, and we don't give anybody an option. Somehow I don't think that's right, but maybe somebody's like a hit and miss, like a drive-by listener to the Robert Scott Bell show, Bill, that missed that. But I do like his idea and suggestion, you know, hashtag Ty Bollinger, listen up, the truth about depression. Yeah. How about that for a documentary series?
Absolutely.
Now, you have to first find out why somebody is depressed. Now, I realize sometimes it's a mystery. Sometimes they might not even know why they're depressed. And then we go into more of a physiological, environmental perspective, which we would never not do. But there are some times where it's obvious why you're depressed, right? You lost a loved one, or you were in a relationship, the relationship has died. I mean, that's, you know, kind of a temporary insult, and that's where you need sepia, right, for mourning something, a depression associated with mourning. But there are many more aspects to depression, and a lot of them relate to, unbeknownst to you, abuses. You know, in childhood, whether it be sexual abuse, physical abuse, you know, you've suppressed them, you don't even remember it. You know, these things, can you talk them out? Can you hypnotize them out? I don't know. I'm not saying I got one way to go. There are
there is no one size fits all when it comes to depression, because depression can come from just every angle you can think of. Yeah. And, you know, people who use antidepressants to deal with life, I understand. And look, I have sympathy and empathy for people. You know, when they're going through hard times and tough situations and stuff, and sometimes it's you know, you don't know how to cope with things or how to process things. So there's so many different possible
skills, coping mechanisms, right.
Yeah.
And Super Don, even going back to memories you don't know you have, there's now scientific evidence being posited that generations prior to you being here, that these right. memories are being transferred down through the genetic code. We call them miasms. And so it's more complicated than we're led to believe. It's not just one thing. Oh, it's that one thing if we just saw it now. In terms of environmental toxicity, you put mercury in somebody via vaccination or amalgam fillings. That can create neurological and other problems. We know of the gut-brain connection. When you upset the gut, you destroy the gut through antibiotic use or chlorine and other things. That can also lead to, from a physiological transformation from health and vitality and balance, the law of the terrain, to one that you are now imbalanced, and that gut-brain connection and emotions are very real. They're all connected. The lack of absorption due to gut damage. If the food even has the minerals you need, or the amino acids. I remember, was it Julia Ross wrote a book, The Diet Cure and the Mood Cure? She talked about very specific amino acids that were lacking in people who had certain manifestations of depression. And we've referred to that over the years. I'm not saying that the only one of those is the answer for you, but any number of these things we have to consider. Now, in Natural News, there's a couple of articles here. And Super Don, pay attention to the chat room on YouTube now that are commenting live. Maybe there's some good suggestions we can add into the mix. But there are some herbs that are put out or recommended or discussed, including Arctic root, rhodiola. These are adaptogens like ashwagandha. Adaptogens, you know, you're dealing with stress in life and your body is physically unable to cope and deal. You're in fight or flight all of the time. Your adrenals have burned out. Now, I talk about exhaustion as a cause of depression sometimes. Remember, I've talked about the swing between frustration, which is argentum nitricum, homeopathically, anger, which is stramonium, really intense anger, stramonium, and then when you're exhausted, you're too exhausted to be angry, you're too exhausted even to be frustrated, then it can move into depression, and then it can be sepia or other remedies. Think about this. Chronic fatigue, exhaustion, can lead to depression. And it might not start it emotionally, but you are just so sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's like, I can't get up. I'm depressed. This is depressing. If you're chronically ill for years, it's depressing. It may not have been an abuse situation that happened. It wasn't the loss of a loved one. You're just always ill and you have no energy. I remember that as a kid, as a young adult, not having energy. Now, I was mostly, I think, a happy-go-lucky guy. I tried to be, but there were times my mom described it. You would never smile as a kid. Little Scotty didn't smile. Well, I had gastrointestinal pains after every meal. I was constipated. All of those things can also lead to depression. So if we use chamomile or ginkgo or saffron or turmeric, turmeric can reduce inflammation. Inflammation can result in all kinds of aberrant emotional manifestations. Am I using too many big words, Super Don? Am I okay here? I just want to be sure.
Yeah, lots of syllables flying all over the place. I had to duck. I was going to put an eye out with one of those words.
A multisyllabic syllable. St. John's wort is very common. That's Hypericum perforatum in homeopathy. They talk about it for mild depression. It probably worked for more severe depression, but they don't want you to know that because they would rather have you on Prozac. And yes, there's photosensitivity associated with high dosing of St. John's wort. 5-HTP, we talk about precursors to tryptophan, right? Amino acids once again. And then there's the red hot chili peppers. Did you like this one?
No. Yeah, pop the CD in the player there.
Yeah.
Brighten up your day.
All right. You got the bass from Flea. Was Flea the guy that played bass or was he the singer?
Yes.
Bass
that
player?
Was Flea.
That was, you know what? Not every band has a bass player that you just know right out when you hear the bass. Oh, I know who that is. And I know what band that is.
Yeah.
That band is one of those. Oh, and by the way, Super, did you see the Bohemian Rhapsody movie?
I haven't yet, no.
I took the family. We saw that yesterday. And, of course, if you love Queen music and the talent of Freddie Mercury, you're going to be moved by it. But, you know, it is a bit awkward for those that are uncomfortable. And there are some uncomfortable scenes in there because Freddie was making choices. He had the love of his life that he wrote that song about. And then he ended living a life of abject debauchery, which, you know, whether it was gay or straight, if you live that kind of a lifestyle, you're going to be on so many antibiotics for so many STDs that you're going to destroy your immune system by destroying your gut on top of whatever else was going on. And then, of course, you know, the sad ending with his death, as they call it, from AIDS. But in reality, and of course, they're not going to go into it in a movie, to address the fact that he died from modern medicine. AZT killed Freddie Mercury, as it did many of the people that were diagnosed with AIDS in the late 80s, early 90s in particular, when they went hog wild with a cancer drug that was so toxic and poisonous they pulled it off the market because it was killing cancer patients in the 60s. So, again, I bring this depression thing up because, you know, was he led to make choices because he wasn't happy with his life? There was something missing. Was there abuse? What happened, right? And everybody has the opportunity to make choices. Why do some people circumvent and overcome their depression? Why do others lead down a life of depression and drugs and ultimately suicide, or suicide by iatrogenicide, that is modern medicine and the drugs that kill you? So here's another interesting article at Natural News on chili peppers. And I believe this is from the peer-reviewed literature. Researchers from Kaduna State University in Nigeria, of all places, they wanted to find out if a methanol fruit extract of chili pepper possesses antidepressant potential. And indeed, they found it did benefit. They talk about other things in this article, including folate, omega-3 fatty acids, saffron, St. John's wort, zinc is mentioned as well. And again, I'm not here to give you an exhaustive list. There's way too many things to do, but I'm hoping that we did a little bit of service for Bill, because this was not a full-on documentary on depression, but we did a little bit for him.
Well, listen, the bottom line, and if you look at anything that we talk about on this show when it comes to different types of diseases and conditions, you got to find the underlying cause. And I can promise you the underlying cause is not because you have a deficiency in Prozac.
Right.
We've seen where Prozac, it doesn't even, you know, to placebo most of the time.
Right. And otherwise, we go to the deepest of deep levels, if we can, your spiritual connection to creation itself, to God, to the Creator. That disconnect can be ultimately the ultimate depressant, the reconnection to spirit, ecstasy, happiness.
You say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, big special thanks to Dr. Ravi for being on the show today, and I can't wait to already have him on again. Wonderful, wonderful man, and shout out to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. Welcome Ravi on board there. And those of you who want to know, trinityschool.org. And I want people to, you know, once you abandon allopathic medicine for all the right reasons to abandon it, what are you going to do? Well, why not learn traditional concepts of healing and application of that healing? And that way you'll be able to help yourself, your family, and others. It's part of what Ty Bollinger and I tried to do with Unlock the Power to Heal, bring that power back to you, information that you could then make fully informed decisions on and how you're going to go forward in your health and healing. One of those things is occasionally we get out and about, or our Canadian friends say, oot and a boot. And we do lectures. We do some lectures. And I got a big one coming up in Tampa on the 29th of November. It's in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Abby's Health and Nutrition. That's an institution there in Tampa. It's been around for so long. We'll be there Thursday evening, the 29th of November. That show tonight, that night will not be live because I'll be lecturing. We'll figure it out between now and then. But if you're in the Tampa Bay area, I certainly would love to see you there at Abby's, a great store. We'll talk about immune health and recovering your gut, all of that. And lots of questions I'm sure we'll be able to answer there. Now, as far as wrap it up today's broadcast, our first of the week, as we start our broadcast week today, why not do a little detour into fake news? Fake news. Now, most of what you hear about vaccines is fake news, although the weird anomaly today, as we reported on a Fox News affiliate station in Memphis, they actually acknowledge vaccine injury. Now, of course, they didn't go into autism. They went into site-specific injections that are done wrong. But what about what's in a vaccine? They will call us out for being fake news because we mentioned that what's in a vaccine could be problematic, right? So who gets to be the arbiter of what is fake or not? That's a big question. Dr. Senator Richard Dickey Pan tried to promote a First Amendment killing as long as, well, they've already killed the First Amendment when it relates to religious freedom, but further killing on freedom of the press in terms of presentation of information that they don't like, they're not approving of, that they could, you know, you could lose a website, maybe jailed, fined, I don't know. It's crazy what's going on in California. In addition to the weirdness of certain fires that burn houses and no plant life around those houses, I'm not sure about that. They talk about directed, you know what I'm talking about, Super Don.
Direct energy weapons, yes.
And I don't know about, I can't trust what I see anymore in terms of pictures and video because everything can be crafted in ways that you don't know. But there is some anomalies, let's just say it that. I'm not going to go into it right now, Super D. But nothing on this page is real. How lies become truth in online America. If you've got enough upload speed to tell us, Super D, what is this story about?
This is an interesting article that came out on the Washington Post, and it talks about the story of this guy, Christopher Blair, 46-year-old. Mm-hmm. And during the 2016 presidential campaign, he created a satire website. And it was called America's Last Defense. And he did this on purpose. He's a lifelong Democrat. And he did this on purpose just to put, satirical articles about, Hillary Clinton,
for example, he would announce something like, Hillary Clinton has died during a secret overseas mission to smuggle more refugees into America. You know, obviously, if you look at that, you go, come on, whatever. I mean, this is not obviously not real, but... Because things got so insane, right, during the campaign with Trump and Hillary and stuff like that, he would put these satirical articles out there and people would grab them thinking it was real news. And then he starts sharing this stuff on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing this for the last couple of years, and he's got 6 million, people, they're coming to the website, and they're sharing his stuff on Facebook and stuff.
Right.
And so it was kind of interesting because they give the kind of behind the scenes of, how this works and how this happens and stuff. And so for me, I know we only got a minute left here, go read this and understand that there are a lot of websites like this out here, mm-hmm. out in the internets.
They want to bait you.
Yeah. And just please.
Yeah.
Confirmation bias is a real thing. Just make sure before you share something on social media that it's a real thing coming from a credible source. Because these types of websites are out there.
Just because you believe it could be true doesn't mean it is.
Yes.
And as I said, your eyes can deceive you. Nowadays in the era of it's all been fake news for a long time. But getting beyond that means getting spiritual, folks. Getting connected to the source of all sources. The life force, the vital force, the Holy Spirit, divine spirit, whatever you want to call it. I don't think God cares what you call it because it is what it is. But the reality is getting connected with it to help you see past it. So your spider senses or whatever senses you call them are activated and you don't fall prey to the duping that occurs by those who want to discredit you. All right, folks, the power to heal is still yours. Back tomorrow.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.